Adam, how the hell are you?
Fantastic, Jack.
Haven't seen you in a while.
That's right. You've heard me. Seen me.
You can say that. You can say that. You know, you can say I haven't seen you in a while, and that's always correct.
Right.
It could be a while, could be 10 years, or it could be 2 minutes, but I haven't seen you in a while. A while isn't defined.
That sounds like
those assumptions.
That's like a dog. All right, that's what you know about dogs. Dogs don't tell time, so they can't tell if you've been gone for 2 minutes or 10 days.
That's okay.
That's why they're equally excited when you walk back in. Like, hey, where you been? It's like, well, I just went to the garage. Okay, hey, they're happy to see you. Versus, hey, you've been gone for a week. Oh, hey, you're back. It's been a while, right? There you go. Good.
That's right. That's right. They don't know. I won't even go there.
All right.
I won't even go the way I'm thinking. I'll have to rethink. Let me readjust.
Readjust on the fly. That's good.
Okay, I'm readjusting.
All right, recalibrating.
Recalibrating. Good word.
That's all right.
So yeah, we're going to talk today about habits, good habits, habits that drive success. Kind of taking from the annals. Remember that word?
Oh yeah.
We even. The annals, both from our archives in Dirty Secrets, our archives in Maximum Value Partners, our coaching company, and just our life and things we've read, things we've experienced, just ramble around.
So wait, hold on,
rambling
hold on.
Around today.
Are the archives different than the annals?
Yeah, annals don't have as many dusty books as the archives do.
Okay. And not as many letters either. Okay, that's good.
That's right. Plus that word can be misused often enough.
Sure,
so.
Sure. Misused, mispronounced, and lots of other good things, right?
So if it's one of those podcasts where we're drinking before and during, annals would be the appropriate subject, not subject with definition to talk about.
Okay. We'll go with archives.
Am I scratching? Is there a dog scratching?
No, you're good. You're good with, we're good with archives. My dog doesn't scratch. My dog snores. That's what pugs do. Pugs like to snore. So
that's good.
She'll do that quite a bit, even with her eyes open. So yeah, habits. We all have habits, Jack, right? And I guess, you know, since we're the Dirty Secrets of Small Business here, not all habits are good habits, right? And
that's correct.
You know, some lead to success and some maybe prevent success or delay success or get in the way or make success more difficult. So I think part of what we wanted to kind of talk about or share today is talk about not only some of the habits that I think you and I have used to be successful in our respective careers and lives, but also to share some of those habits that we've seen. You know, we've been blessed, Jack, to be intimately involved with a lot of very successful people, not only in our nearly 20 years together as, you know, as partners and business coaches of Maximum Value Partners, but also in our prior careers and lives in that. And as you take a look and see, you know, that you can draw a lot of similarities amongst folks who have had some success. And I think one of those things is that they all have some pretty good habits and routines that they get into, you know, and if they're doing those things on a regular basis, they have more success and more luck if they somehow get off those habits. And that's, you know, part of what we talk about in business all the time, Jack, is that. And if you look back at our 7 keys and 3 circles, those are really some habits, right? Or forming some different habits as it relates to the business and creating some of that structure and routine. But when we talk about just the personal stuff, some personal habits that have been helpful and successful. So if you had to pick one to kind of start with, Jack, is there one that you look at over your nearly 8 decades here on the planet that you say, hey, if I look at whether, you know, I was a teenager or in my 30s and my 60s, you know, is there something that you've seen that maybe has kind of been a thread throughout that it's maybe it's come and gone, but as you look back, it's helped you have some success?
What we can do is make a choice today, tonight, whatever, to define success. Well, we've had several discussions on that.
Okay.
And you can have success at a very young age, and there might be, again, what do I mean by success? take the, is it achieving personal goals? Is it achieving what the consensus of the population might attribute success to be? It's very difficult. You know, you could have your own private little world, which you do. We all do in our brain in some form or another. And you may be racking up success after success if we define it as setting a goal and achieving it. You know, versus the very outwardly achievements that people get trophies for, people get acknowledged for, you know?
Right.
So there's different habits. And I know where we're going. We're trying to get to a point where we aren't going to get bogged down for this exercise with trying to define success. Because that's 10 podcasts by itself, probably.
Your point's well taken, Jack. I think success can be much like the definition of beauty, or it's in the eye of the beholder. And I think we each kind of will define what that means in terms of success. I mean, I would absolutely agree. And if you don't have that, that's definitely a good place to start, but it's certainly a different topic for discussion versus today's. But it's a good place to start to be able to get that definition very clear in your mind in terms of what you're trying to do and what success looks like.
I remember going way back, kindergarten. Why do I remember that? It was a standout report card where the teacher said, "Jack is a born leader." And I remember it because, you know, I didn't even know if I could read in the kindergarten. Can you read in the kindergarten and comprehend? I remember my mother being so excited about that. And, you know, just totally elated with the fact that I got such a positive comment, and she went on to write something else, but I don't know what it is. But I remember, you know, Jack is a born leader. And it's funny, here I am pushing 80, and I still remember that. And it would pop up every once in a while. And what is that? That's what's a leader? We were spending a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about leadership and spending hours just kind of dissecting that word.
Right.
So what's leader? What's success? So the habits that get you recognition, are those the ones that are considered successful for sake of moving us along, you know? So leadership. As I matured and had some promotions, which we'll call those success driven, I'll pick up in the business world rather than in the childhood world outside of the born to be a leader kind of thing. I can't remember too many without really distorting what probably happened. I can't remember too many issues as a kid. As a kid, what age kid, you know, it's captain of a football team. Is that success? Sure it is. Was I a student? Good student? I was a student. Was I a good student? No, that wasn't my strong suit by any means. But I was able to get through college and, you know, study accounting, which basically isn't the easiest course in the world major to have. And got promotions in work, was well regarded. Those are evaluations being made by third parties. My own satisfaction, I feel very satisfied. No regrets. No regrets, Adam. Would I wave the wand differently of life? Perhaps, but not in a regretful way. It's more philosophical. It is what it is. Sometimes you're dealt a positive blow, and sometimes you're dealt an unpositive blow. So how do you handle those?
Right.
So looking back at, go on.
You know, you're getting me thinking about this in terms of, you know, I'll keep it back to the success thing for a second in terms of, you know, defining that. And as I look at, you know, one of the things that has been, I think, constant for me is having some routines, you know, and when I talk about routines, the idea for me, again, if you talk about success, and there's a common phrase that's used these days, Jack, of work-life balance, right? And that's another one of those things that's kind of in the eye of the beholder, right? What the heck does that mean? work-life balance. And, you know, I had the benefit of growing up with an entrepreneur who had, you know, where my dad started a company. I was about 3 years old. And so there was never this thinking about there was a, you know, like 8 hours of work and 8 hours of play and 8 hours of sleep kind of thing. It all just kind of melded together, you know. It was all just kind of part of life, and work and leisure and other stuff all just kind of went together. But as I try to look at stuff, as I've, you know, gotten maybe more cerebral over the years and thinking about some of these things, as I look at having some balance of stuff, to me it's a combination of work stuff. But then when you look on the personal front, you know, a couple big areas for me are, I would say, health and spirituality. So trying to balance all those things, you know. And so when I look back at some of the most success I've had is when I have some good routines that are down that kind of get me, whether it be reset or keep me grounded. So something as simple as I look, just right now, one of the first things I do every day is I'll take my dog for a walk, right? You know, silly as that sounds, but it helps kind of get my mind kind of clear. I'll say a rosary every morning, you know, as part of my walk, and just let my mind kind of wander a little bit. So I've got anywhere from a half an hour, to an hour, depending on how long she takes in the morning, to kind of go around. And I've got my mind, you know, just let my mind kind of just, it's time for my mind to kind of just get moving. And this is before I interrupt with anything from the outside. I'm not checking emails or texts or anything. It's just me kind of getting situated for the day, so to speak, you know? And I think to have, you know, I've come to appreciate that over time, Jack, you know, as opposed to the, let's get up, you know, and hit the snooze button a few times and wait till the very last minute to kind of, you know, to jump out of bed and jump into the day. You know, I find it works much better when I give myself that time to kind of, I don't know if ease into the day is the right thing, right? But to come into the day at my own terms versus having to, you know, for me personally, I find if I get up and I'm thrust right into stuff, I'm off all day. It just doesn't feel right. You know, I don't feel like I'm moving along. I don't feel like I'm getting the things done that I want to get done. And so for me, it's often just having that, you know, some of those basic routines down in terms of what things am I doing, you know, during the course of the day. I found too that one of the things that, you know, one of my favorite books, because it's very short and easy to read, is called Eat That Frog.
I remember that book.
Yeah, I think you read that book. Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, the basic premise of that thing is, if you can imagine that, the message is to do whatever that toughest thing you have to do, do it first thing in the morning, just get it out of the way, right? So they gave the example of eating a frog, right? So if that's like the worst thing you have to do that day is eat that frog, it's like, well, just eat it, just get it out of the way. That way everything else you do the rest of the day is going to be better than eating that frog, right? So I think we all have our own frogs. I know for me personally, one of my biggest frogs, Jack, is that whole health thing and the whole working out thing. I'm not a huge guy who likes to work out a lot or, you know, do a lot of cardio stuff. And so I know if I don't do it first thing in the morning, it's usually not going to get done. So I'll find other things will get in the way during the course of the day. I'll find different excuses of stuff. But I also know that if I do those things, you know, if I get some of that exercise in, I feel so much better. Right. So I know it's got a positive result, but I still fight myself in terms of kind of getting some of those things down, you know, day in and day out.
Well, is coming back to defining success. Success, you're describing a situation where you set goals, and achieving those goals is defining success for you.
Yes.
So the habits that allow you to define those goals and achieve them, that's what you're talking about.
Correct. Rather than versus just being naturally born a certain way, right? Like, I was naturally born this way. I just magically can do all these things, right? These things just, I say something and it magically just happens, right? It just, you know, I've learned that it just doesn't happen that way. I have lots of thoughts and ideas every day, as you do, as everybody listening does, right? So how do you determine what you spend your time and efforts on? What do you focus on?
So it's achievement of personal goals. Third-party verification, which was the track I was going down. There's habits embedded in that, which again come out to the same thing: achieving personal goals. It's really all it can ever be, can it? How is success defined any other way? because your success isn't in your mind. Your success is different than mine. The only way we could disprove that is to bring somebody else in, but then it's their definition of success.
Sure. Yeah, we could have big picture discussions like this, Jack, in terms of those big picture goals. It could be something as simple as, hey, I have a goal of getting 17 likes on this post, Jack, right? That's my goal. Right. So okay, so it's very clear what the goal is, and it's very clear when I've reached that goal or not, right? The question is, how do I do it or make it happen, or why is it an important goal? Or is that plug in anything else? Who knows? Right. But yeah, I mean, to your point, it could be very small and simple, or it could be a bigger life goal in terms of what you want to accomplish before you die, kind of thing, right? I mean, there's everything in between for sure.
We're getting into one of those never never lands. That's a good show for another time.
Never never land.
That's right. You know, as I think back, you know, work pretty much defines you. Work in some of the organizations that you belong to. That defines you again. What does that mean? It means third parties would look at you and evaluate you and put you in a certain slot. Same with me, same with anybody. Because of the things that they do. Are those the habits that we're after today? Or are those the outcomes that we see somebody, I can't even use the word achieving, although that could be mixed up in it.
I think it usually goes where somebody is, I think your point, Jack, is defined as successful, whatever that means, in whatever area of life, right? And people will then back it down and say, well, how did that person get there? Right? I mean, to me, that's where the curious people say, well, how did she achieve that? How'd she, take that idea, make it a reality? How do they accomplish that goal? How do they, grow that business? How do they create that nonprofit? How do these things start to happen? So, if you start to ask those questions and figure out, you start to work backwards in our understanding, usually it was some habits that helped them make it happen. And it's very boring often.
Well, what happens when I left the big corporate world, I left on my own thoughts, my own volition, whatever volition means. But I'm asked years later by different people, what made you do that? That was a great track record or a track you're on, president of a national program. And from that, a lot of visibility in the corporate, blah, blah, all that good stuff. And I don't know why, but I give an answer. And if there's a journalist taking notes on that answer, they would basically give that as the reason. Hey, here's Jack. He did this and this and this. Well, because I have a habit, because I pick and choose pretty much how I'm going to define that, because I didn't know how I could have. I give an answer that basically is something just like this program today, conjured up a little bit, someone else usually saying it, or I give an answer for the sake of giving an answer. Why did I refuse at a relatively young age to go to Canada as president of our Canadian operation? Why did I do that? I have no freaking idea. I honestly, Adam, even to this day, there was no, it was offered. I pondered it and I decided not to do it. Well, okay. That's I'm on the word success versus habit. And there's worlds apart here, because there's the culmination of lifelong habits led up to this opportunity,
right,
of success. But there are little success steps along the way, little things that I could define as success. So achieving those habits, achieving the goals of those habits, getting up early to do something and because it makes you feel better. All right. Are those the habits we're after? And can those be pinpointed for success? Well, not in and of themselves. It's going to be coupled with other things that happen. Even seeing your dog and having empathy for a little pug that probably has asthmatic issues and everything else. So you're honing in a habit of compassion and empathy. How do you measure that? We don't measure them. If you're captain of the football team, everyone knows that, and hey, he's successful with football. Okay, well, that's fine. Is that what I'm after? Is there are those to have us we're trying to identify? I'm not a big fan of Stephen Covey. He does that stuff, Seven Habits for Success. I see
successful people, right? Yeah.
Somebody gives an answer. So I give an answer, and all of a sudden it appears in print that, hey, by doing this, I've accomplished this. Good reading. So people out there who read it will try to do the same thing. When they do those same things, they're starting to form habits or trying to form a habit to get successful, which is an outcome. We're deep now, Adam.
You know, as we're talking, as is often the case, Jack, certain themes start to kind of come up. So one of the themes that I think has been talked about a lot or brought up a lot so far is goals. And so the idea of setting goals. So, you know, setting goals, I think, and learning how to set goals, I think that's an important part of success. It's an important habit to have. I think discipline. What does discipline mean? Again, discipline can be defined a lot of different ways. Everything from, if we come back to like the health stuff in terms of, you know, the discipline to do a certain amount of exercise, or in terms of what you eat. If it comes to discipline in terms of a business standpoint, you know, you've shared numerous times, Jack, when you were looking to buy companies, you had a very strong discipline to make sure that you were going to see 5 companies a week. You had a goal for that, and you were getting up and you were turning over those rocks and you were making sure that you were engaging and making those things happen. So
wait, what is that? Is that a habit for success? Now we can say yes, because it worked out the goals that I set ultimately, or very indirectly too, in some cases were met. As I look back, and maybe it wasn't clearly stated when I studied or when I started out, but the achievement that was accomplished basically defined the outcome as successful.
Well, you're trying to figure out what helps. Yeah, but you try to figure out what helps to cause that. And there are certain actions that you do. Again, some things are luck or timing, right? But most of it has to do with things that you were doing. You can point back, maybe you didn't know at the time, but you look back and see, hey, it was because I was doing these things day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out. And that's what led to the success. It's often those boring things. You know, John Wooden is often talks about
I got his little triangle. I was looking at his triangle the other day.
Where?
Triangle is.
Go ahead. What's his triangle?
No, his triangle is success.
Right.
I
remember hearing talking about the quote in terms of, you know, having success in terms of, you know, preparation meeting opportunity. Okay. Where again, you have to be prepared. The opportunity is going to present itself, but if you aren't ready. So if you haven't been, you know, if you haven't been running those laps, been, you know, doing those drills, been coming to practice, been training right, when the opportunity presents itself, you're not going to perform and have success. Because we're all presented with opportunities, Jack, every day. Every day we're presented with opportunities. Now, unfortunately, I think for most of us, we aren't ready to capture and move those opportunities ahead. We haven't been doing the right things. We haven't been doing the right habits to prepare ourselves, right? So if the opportunity...
No, wait. A great cliche to counter that or put it in perspective is big fish in small pond.
Okay.
So it depends on your level of competition and the difficulty of your goal. You know, to achieve success that has a high, lofty goal, difficult to achieve by most normal, put that in quotes, people. That's not near the accomplishment or even success as a very, very difficult goal that, you know, basically very few people achieve. So how do you reconcile all those things?
Question. Well, we got worldwide goals. We also, again, you know, keep in mind part of this is geared, or a big part of this is geared to our market here, Jack, which is the small business owners. And so a big part of what they're doing might seem like day-to-day, they're changing the world. It certainly has a big impact on their world, but it might not, from the outside world, have much of a blip at all. But, that, you know, again, from your perspective or from the owner's perspective, it's a big, big deal. And so it's coming down to how do you almost guarantee success? Where, you know, if you're doing the right things, you're going to have success. Again, come back to, as I was talking, you know, towards the opening here, Jack, when it comes to business, we talk about the idea of focusing on the 7 keys. And we talk about the seven keys, because if you're doing those things, you're focused on those, and you're getting better at those, you're going to have growing sustainable profits in your business, as we define success for the business, right? And so it's doing those things. And again, it's doing those things day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out. And it's doing them on a regular basis to make sure that those habits are being done. Many of us have lots of bad habits that often get in the way of those successes. And so it's trying to identify again what things help and what things maybe kind of get in the way of those successes.
is a good one. This is a good one for again, we're into it now with subsequent discussions, subsequent targets. I like those that take you down these deep tunnels with and you don't realize where you're at until the bats start flying out, right?
Right. Well, I think one of the habits I developed over the years, Jack, is I tend to look at things with a very positive outlook. Present me with almost any situation, and I can usually find some positive outcomes to it, right? Whether it be something like this pandemic that we're in, lots of very positive things are coming out of this pandemic. Many that we don't
Seems
even
like
recognize
it,
yet.
yeah.
But
Yeah.
just about any situation that comes up, there's always some positive ways to come out of it. I think that's a big deal in terms of just trying to, work your way through stuff. One of the things I know we talk about a lot is to look ahead versus looking backwards. And so I think one of the things that looking ahead does, it helps to energize things because there's possibilities. Whereas if
Always
we
room for, that's right, possibilities and room for optimism and fun and accomplishment. You can set goals and
right, well,
achieve those goals
but
all
the
over
habit
again.
but the habit of spending more time in the future, kind of what things could be, versus spending time in the past of what was. I think we all know people that live in the past. And when we spend time with those folks, it's oxygen sucking, it's life sucking, right? I mean, it's depressing to be there, because all the things that happened in the past are things that we can't do anything about, right? I mean, and we know that, living here in the Cleveland area, Jack, right, where there's always next year, there's always the hope for next year, where things are gonna be
There, with
different when
our
it comes to the
sports team,
sports. Yeah, when it comes to our
that's
sports
right.
teams, yes. So you can, hope springs eternal, versus if you live in the past and all the tragic losses and all the other things that, okay, well, what could have been? Well, that's a depressing place to be. It's fun to reminisce once in a while, Jack, but to be living there is depressing. But there are a lot of people who are stuck in the past. We see this a lot, Jack, where folks are operating today, but it's like they're operating 30 years ago, or
So
things.
is it that they never learned how to pick themselves out of the past thinking like that? Is that a habit that was
Yeah, I mean,
reinforced and taught even indirectly as a young kid?
wasn't part of the beauty of habits is that these are things that we can learn and unlearn, right? We aren't necessarily born with habits, Jack. You may be born a natural leader, according to your kindergarten teacher, right? But we aren't necessarily born with habits. These are things that we learn. So at the very youngest ages, that's probably things we learned from the folks that were around, whether it be our siblings or our parents, grandparents, other relatives, our classmates. We start to pick up on those things, right? And it comes to a point that you start to recognize and realize that there are certain habits that are leading you to success, and other ones that aren't. All right, so for the folks,
I can't argue with that logic.
we want to be working on and trying to cultivate and develop habits that are going to lead us to success. And however we define what success is going to be, and it could be in different parts of our life. So how do you start to kind of do those things? And again, if it's focusing on those things that are helping, and if you find folks who have had some success in the area that you're looking to be successful in, those are great people to be able to study. What have they done? That's where a lot of those books come from, Jack, right? Or hey, this is it. So whether it be,
Absolutely.
one of the best ones ever written, is a book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. And the whole point of that was about 20 years where he spent time with the likes of the Fords of the world, right, and the Carnegies of the world, and just understanding things that they were doing to be successful. And one of the things that grew out of that, Jack, is something that I think many people are very familiar with these days, called mastermind groups, where these industries, or these titans of industry, used to get together on a regular basis and share their thoughts about stuff. And so, Think and Grow Rich is one of those books that was written back, I think it was 1920s, Jack, or it's over 100 years ago, that kind of shone a light on some of these things. It said, hey, here's some successful people in terms of business success that people will define, and here's things that they're doing. here are things that they're doing that make them successful. Now, not saying that if you do those same things, like that, you know, that disclaimer on drugs or something like that, right? We're not saying that you'll get the same results if you do these things, Jack, right? But we're saying, hey, if you're doing these kind of things, it can lead to some successes in your life. And maybe, you know, does this habit apply to you, right? So if I see these ultra marathoners are running, you know, 20 miles a day, that's the key to their success. Well, that may not be necessarily the key for my success, Jack, because I'm not looking to be a marathoner, right? So
that's the point I was trying to make before. That's right. Yeah.
So
someone's success and the habits that drive the success is not a case of one size fits all. It depends on the individual, you know. You can get into a marathon in a wheelchair. So big fish, small pond.
Come back to one of my favorite movies of all time, Rocky, the original Rocky, right? And you can picture that scene. His alarm going off was at 4 o'clock in the morning. He gets up and he's cracking those 3, 4, 5, 6 raw eggs into the thing. He's drinking down the raw eggs, but he gets up and he starts running, right? He's training. He's getting up every day. You know, it's miserable out. It's cold, but he's getting up out of bed and he's doing these things, right? And so can you learn from him? Well, maybe you don't want to go fight Apollo Creed, right? You don't have your shot at the title per se. But you got a version of that. You have a chance to go, you know, create this wonderful company. You have a chance to be able to grow your company or do something, right? Well, how are you going to do that? Are you going to do that by, you know, hitting the snooze button and curling up in bed because it's kind of cold outside? Or do you get up like Rocky, get out of bed and you're ready to go and you have your 5 or 6 raw eggs in the morning? Yeah, okay, let's try to make it happen and be a version so we can learn different types of habits that we can then apply to our world, Jack, that can help us get that success that we're looking to be able to get.
Well, as you reach a certain level, to have a good secretary is pretty important too. So you can hit the snooze button and let her take care of opening up. I understand. This is a pretty complex subject.
Yes, it is.
More than we were going to kind of ramble through with habits, we hit a roadblock right away. And that's all right.
You're good that way, Jack.
Habits and success.
No, throwing roadblocks in the way. That's funny. That's
right.
Oh, that's a habit. That's just how you are.
if you get over those roadblocks, you're moving forward at an accelerated pace, maybe, unless the steepness of the hill you're climbing is a factor.
You know, one of the habits I want to share before we finish up, Jack, I found to be very helpful. I think it can help just about anybody. And one of the habits I've gotten into is being comfortable saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Being comfortable saying no. And that's particularly important for my style. Okay. And we talk about DISC a lot on here, and not the discs in our back, right? But, you know, the behavior assessment DISC, DISC. And given my style of kind of that SC combination, I like to say yes. I like to, you know, be a people pleaser to a certain extent. But I've learned over the years that it's better for me to say no to you now versus say yes to you now and disappoint you because I couldn't get something done, right? And so I've learned, you know, to become comfortable saying no, so that when I do commit to something, you can, you know, I can guarantee that it's going to get done, and you can have confidence in that. You know, so that's something that was important to me to be able to kind of do that. But I learned early on that I was getting mad at myself for overcommitting myself and losing sleep and creating stress about things that if I just said no a week ago or a month ago, things have been okay, instead of saying yes and then creating more issues. So, you know, having a habit like that where I've gotten much better at being able to say no, and that helps when you get people, you know, avoid phone calls and stuff like that, right? Or people knock on the door, they're afraid to answer the door, right?
It's a very, very important habit,
right?
You know, one of my early habits was really to be. From an industrial psychologist who took a group of us out to try to make the team more viable and more work together better. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that I was so quiet and yet very powerful. I wasn't in touch with my power, and I, you know, would let other people carry the day, carry the situation, unless it was tremendously off kilter. Then I'd speak up, but I wouldn't dominate the meetings. And you got to learn now, you don't have to do anything, right? I like to say that too.
Right.
But, you know, getting in touch with your power has many facets to it. And I've learned to do that. I still now, I'm more quiet as I'm getting older. but I'll speak up comfortably, always comfortably, you know, if I see something that I really don't like. And that becomes very important. If you have a career moving up the ladder in the corporate world, you got to speak up. You got to hold your ground. You got to learn how to fight a little bit. You have to, because it's a very competitive field. So again, is that an outcome thing, or is that do I go around looking for fights? No, I don't do that anymore. I don't think, not much anymore. But have to speak up is a big deal.
That's why I got me, Jack. I'm always looking for people to pick fights with you, so that gets you energized and get your genius going.
That's right. But so
consciously speaking up, you're saying that's kind of, you know, that's how you are probably naturally, but maybe you're being more subdued and you're saying, wait a minute, I should be more conscious of speaking up and speaking my mind and not holding back per se.
Yeah, I usually would take control, or certainly have a say so. Certainly would not be noticed. That would not be the case, you know, not being noticed. But, you know, to be a little more aggressive, a little more assertive, maybe that's the right word. Don't let it go someone else's way when it could go my way. All things being equal, whose way should it go? Well, if the stakes are high, it should go my way. If the stakes are lower, it should go someone else's.
That's how so you pick the battles. You want to win the big battles.
That's exactly right. That's right. Pick your battles.
Right. And those are in the eye of the beholder too, Jack, in terms of, like we were saying, with success, in terms of what's a big battle versus a small battle.
That's right.
And often depends on our style. So, you know, a big part of this too, let me touch this before we finish up, Jack, which is on disc and understanding your style, because your style, my style are very different. And so things that we do, some things that we do are very natural for us or easier, where some of the things aren't so natural. And so a big part of this is understanding what things are very natural for you, that it's almost like, hey, it's very easy for me to have success in these areas, you know, because I have the habits to help me, you know, make that easier for me. Whereas other times there's things that are not natural for us at all. And we have to work hard to be able to fight the bad habits, or to help to reinforce some of those good habits, because in order to, you know, achieve some things we want to get, you know, achieved, we got to do things differently. You know, like for me, you know, as you've said numerous times over the years too, when you first got to know me, you couldn't get me to talk very much. And now here we are 20 years in, you can't get me to shut up, you know, and people who've been following the show the last 5 years know that too, right? I just kind of keep on talking, but that's a habit that's been formed over years. And I've made a conscious effort over the years to get the spotlight on me more and more often, to get to the point where I'm presenting more in front of groups. And it's at the point now where it's happening every week, Jack, multiple times a week, mm-hmm. where I'm continuing to work on that habit on purpose, right? You know, for my style, you know, if I was my natural self, I'd be, you know, locked up in a cave somewhere and just totally fine not talking to people, right, to a certain extent, or certainly not groups of people. But it's something that I started to work on and start to become more comfortable with it. And we're, again, it's something that I'm consciously working on, and it's work, because it, you know, it takes time to get it, but it gets easier, it gets more comfortable.
That's right.
But you know, it's those kind of things to be able to understand. We all have natural things that are going to be easy for us, that they're going to lead to success, but there's some harder stuff. And if we understand ourselves, that's where we can, again, help to make some tweaks and adjustments to things. Because often it's what we find, Jack, is just like, whether it be in business or life, you know, most of us are doing things pretty well. It's just, it's some little tweaks here and there. And those little tweaks, those little modifications can make all the difference, Jack.
I agree with that, Adam. This is good. This is a good subject.
So one of the habits we're in, Jack, is we're in the habit of doing this show every week. And we've been doing this show every week for almost 5 years. You know that? It's amazing. Wow. And so for those of you who have been long-term listeners, we appreciate you, you know, you being part of it. And you know, this has another great episode of Dirty Secrets of Small Business. If you missed any of our other shows, you can get them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. Or you can go check out our Facebook page of the same name. Better yet, you got a smart device of some type and kind, use your favorite podcast player, whether it be for Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeart or Stitch or wherever it might be. You can go there and subscribe to it. And every week when we do a new podcast, it'll be delivered right to your smart device. It's a great way to be able to kind of get it as well. We always welcome your comments and feedback. You can do that by emailing us at radio@maximumvp.com or give us a call, 866-849-0670. Lots of ways to be able to get in touch with us, Jack.
Okay, Adam.
All right.
I'm going to get in touch with us.
All right. Well, that's our show on some on habits and having some good habits to achieve some success. Hope you enjoy the show. It was a good show. And we'll talk with you all next week.
You got it.